Thanks for joining us at The Zealous Disposition, where positive positions on life are shared through dialogue, stories, and other experiences.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of The Zealous Disposition Podcast. Today, I will be sharing my thoughts on what I call baby steps. Now, these baby steps comes when there are times in our lives when we have big ideas, big plans. There are big changes going on in our lives. You know, we get excited and we want to hit the ground running fast and hard. That excitement is good, but should we really have that type of on your marks, get set, go type of attitude? Yeah, sometimes it's good to hit the ground running fast and hard and figure things out as we go. But what about the times that take careful consideration, where we really need to plan things out? I mean, do we even know where we're going or how long it will take? And, you know, knowing where we're going and how long it could take to get there will let us know what kind of pace we need. Do we need to come out of the blocks in a full sprint? Are we going to be running a mile? Or are we going to be running a marathon? Now, whether we choose the sprint, the mile, or marathon, we may be overlooking an important step. Or, in this situation, what I call baby steps. Now, baby steps can be a valuable tool in reaching and maintaining the goals that we set. And yes, I did say maintaining. Now, remember, when setting goals, we have that the part of where we get there, where we obtain our goals. But then we also have to think about maintaining. For example, say if we want to get fit, right? So when our goal is to get fit, get in shape, we work out, we lose fat, we gain muscles, we get all slim and trim and everything looking nice. But what about maintaining those results? Maintaining can be a whole different process, like I said, than it is getting there. You know, that's something to think about. But let's get back to the baby steps. Now, the baby steps, you know, we've heard of different phrases like crawl before you walk, walk before you run. So in this situation, we've already crawled because we have the idea. We have the big change that's going on. We have the plan. Now it's time to expand on that change, idea, and those plans. And we need to take a look at how babies walk. So the typical steps in involving a baby learning how to walk, it starts with the typical, they're laying on their back and then they learn how to roll over. Once they get the rollover thing going on, they learned how to sit up. So they're sitting there on their behind and everything, they're sitting up and now they have that urge to, I need to get somewhere. I need to move. So they either start doing that little thing where they, I called it the butt scoot, where they extend their legs and then at simultaneously pull back and thrust their hips forward. And they're doing that little butt scoot across the carpet or across the floor or whatever. And now they're getting somewhere. They even start learning how to crawl from that sitting up. They kind of do that little get into position and start crawling. Then it's a whole new world. And once they get that squared away, they move on to something a little more exciting, like standing. Now, when standing, they use something stable, like they're going to use a coffee table, the couch, ottoman, mom and dad or somebody's hands to hold them up. And, you know, they're working on their coordination. They're working on getting their legs strong. Like, and they do that thing. Like, I know you remember back in the day when you were young and you're standing there, somebody would come up and bump the back of your knee and your leg would collapse. How they keep doing that little, whoa, whoa, that little dip, whoa, when they get their coordination and leg strength going on, right? And after a while, they're standing on their own. And once they get all that squared away, they start trying to take steps. And then we all know what happens after that. They're standing, getting their balance on that coffee table, whatever. They try to let go a little bit and they try to take a step and then bloop, they fall on their behinds, right? And then they keep doing this. They do that stand, step, bloop, stand, step, bloop. They may cry a little bit. They may just continue to be like, okay, nobody's really listening. Let me keep trying. And they keep trying until they take more steps. Then each time they're getting closer and closer towards their target, which is most likely mom, dad, their favorite toy, or even a pet, if you have a pet. Now, this whole process takes time, and it's definitely not a pretty process, learning how to walk. You know, they have this Frankenstein zombie walking form and this crazy look on their face, you know. And as parents, you know, we always think it's cute because we think our babies, everything they do is cute, but it's really awkward looking. It's an awkward looking time. But guess what? It's supposed to be awkward looking. They never walked before. They're learning the basics of walking. And that awkward, crazy look on their face is called focus. They're focused on taking one step at a time while simultaneously focus on getting closer to mom, dad, the toy, the pet, or whatever their target is. And then boom, they're off walking on their own, moving about with freedom. And before you know it, they're getting into everything. And when you try and stop them, they zoom away with the quickness. Then something else happened. It's like, hey, when did they start running? How did they learn how to run? And then how are they outmaneuvering the parents as they run away bare bottom with no diaper? Everything seemed to happen in a flash. So how did this happen? By first learning to take baby steps. And you know, we should follow the same example when trying to learn something new, when setting a goal, when dealing with big changes. Take baby steps. Consider adding those baby steps to your learning process and your goal settings. Learn the basics. Take your time and have patience during those baby steps and enjoy the Frankenstein, zombie, awkward, crazy looking moments. Once again, take baby steps. Soon, your momentum will pick up and you'll be off and running before you know it. And as always, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, feel free to email me at zealousdisposition.com. Also, if you don't really feel the email thing is your thing, you can go to Zealous Disposition. Oh, I said that, zealousdisposition.com, huh? I meant to say email me at zealousdisposition@gmail.com. And if you want to leave a comment, these episodes are posted on the zealousdisposition.com website. And I thank you for listening to The Zealous Disposition. Remember, as iron sharpens iron, so one man another. Sharpen yourself and sharpen those around you.